Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Paul Lancor, in for Rachel Miro. Chancellor Linda Katehi addressed a crowd at UC Davis yesterday. Thousands gathered in response to last week's pepper spraying of student protesters by campus police. Katehi waited in line for about an hour for her turn to speak, then gave an emotional apology.
And I know you may not believe anything that I'm telling you today, and you don't have to. It is my responsibility to earn your trust.
Katehi spoke for just a few minutes before walking to her car amid shouts from the crowd. The UC Davis campus police chief and two officers are on paid administrative leave, pending investigations into the incident by university and local law enforcement. The collapse of the Congressional Supercommittee is sure to set off a new round of wrangling over government spending. One politician with a key role in shaping the Republican strategy is California Congressman Kevin McCarthy. Since getting elected in 2006, the Bakersfield native has risen quickly to become the House Majority Whip. Our profile of Kevin McCarthy continues today with a visit to his Kern County district, where the California Report's Scott Schaefer found hometown pride, but also signs of discontent. On a recent Thursday night, hundreds of people turned out to watch Bakersfield High School's football team, the Drillers, take on a crosstown rival.
Defense! Attack! Get that ball back!
The smell of funnel cakes and hot dogs wafts across the field. Kevin McCarthy played football here nearly 30 years ago. By his own admission, he was a starter, not a star. But on this night, the team's coach introduces him as a celebrity and an example to his players.
This is a special man right here, a special driller. And, the secret to success is what?
Hard work.
And here's an example right here.
As the players rest on one knee on the grass, leaning up at McCarthy, the congressman recounts the year his undefeated football team changed their strategy for a final big game and lost.
Everything we did to get there, we decided it wasn't good enough, that we were going to show them something different, and we ended up losing 14-0. And the thing that game taught me is, don't be something you're not.
McCarthy has thick gray hair and bears a slight resemblance to actor Ted Danson. Wearing black jeans, a dark T-shirt, and a zip-up polo sweater, he exudes California casual. He often stands with both hands in his front pockets, easily mixing with old friends and constituents.
How you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Surviving?
So far, so good.
So I did a good job with you then, huh?
Yes, you straightened me out well.
And the great thing about here is no one's afraid to tell you what they think. You can value all the great monuments in D.C., but the communities like this are what built it. So these are the values that you really want to listen to.
California's 22nd congressional district is one of the state's most conservative, and Democrats are an endangered species. McCarthy runs practically unopposed here, winning re-election by huge margins. But while there's great pride that a son of Bakersfield has risen so high, it isn't hard to find voters, like Daryl Larson, who wonder if anyone's minding the store back in Washington.
I'm one of the many that is just disappointed in the whole system. I'm disappointed in the Democrats and the Republicans. I'm disappointed that the bickering and fighting, that they're not caring about their constituents, the people.
Kern County was the setting for John Steinbeck's classic, The Grapes of Wrath, where destitute Okies escaped the Dust Bowl. Today, oil and agriculture are king. CSU Bakersfield political science professor Mark Martinez is active with the Democratic Party here. He wants McCarthy to do more about the county's high unemployment rate.
So you would think that a jobs proposal program would be up his alley. And he's already decided, he and Boehner and Cantor have already decided they're not going to work with President Obama on that because they want President Obama out.
McCarthy does care about jobs, he says, but government spending isn't the answer, adding that would only make the problem worse.
If we can't get our economics right, we can't get out of this debt. And every great society has crumbled under debt. And the focus really has to be on small business.
McCarthy says that historically, when Republicans and Democrats split control of Congress and the White House, big things have happened. He points to Ronald Reagan and Speaker Tip O'Neill collaborating to strengthen Social Security, Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich working together on welfare reform. He insists that in times of crisis, great leaders like Abraham Lincoln should think big.
Transcontinental Railroad was being built during the Civil War. So at the same time that you have a crisis, you have to plan for the future. So you take It's a tradition of the past, but you apply it to a changing future, so you're prepared in the future as well.
And yet, McCarthy's critics accuse him of thinking small. He led the charge to yank federal funding for California's high-speed rail project, calling it a boondoggle, even though the first leg is scheduled to link Bakersfield and Fresno. It leaves Democrats, like San Jose Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren, frustrated. Her husband comes from Bakersfield, and she calls McCarthy's relentless focus on cutting government spending troubling.
I mean, there are parts of that community that are so impoverished, and the children are in such terrible shape. I mean, with the asthma and the poverty, that it disturbs me the votes that he casts that do not help those people.
McCarthy sees opposition to the bullet train as consistent with his principles. No earmarks, smaller government, and living within our means. And he says it reflects the very conservative instincts of his constituents. The 22nd Congressional District is home to two military bases. And the Veterans Day Parade in downtown Bakersfield is a huge event.
There'll be no parade larger than this, the number of entrants, and you'll never see people smile more or be honored and cheer along this side.
At this month's celebration, McCarthy and his wife Judy rode in the back of a vintage World War II Jeep.
You want a picture?
Yes. Yes.
Even here, 2,500 miles from the Capitol, McCarthy is constantly in touch with his colleagues, texting and talking on his cell phone.
When you think about D.C. and what you do back there, is there a sports metaphor? Like, are you the quarterback? Are you the, what are you?
Me, I'm just one of the teammates. Because I think the greatest thing that sports teaches you is at a team, you don't need stars, but if you all play to the best of your ability, you can move something forward.
How Kevin McCarthy moves forward from here is anyone's guess. He thinks 2014 will be a good year for Republicans in California. And there's talk he might be eyeing a race for governor. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
You'll find photos of Congressman Kevin McCarthy in his district at our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Tuesday, November 22nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Paul Lancour. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org. And Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com.